The answer is B, increased sphingomyelin, decreased dipalmitoyl phosphatidylcholine, decreased phosphatidylglycerol. The direction of these arrows all consistent with poor fetal lung maturity and neonatal respiratory distress syndrome, NRDS, also known as hyaline membrane disease. Now, USMLE wants you to be aware of the lecithin to sphingomyelin ratio, also known as the dipalmitoyl phosphatidylcholine to sphingomyelin ratio. This ratio is increased, generally greater than 2 or 2.4. It's increased in good fetal lung maturity. And likewise, phosphatidylglycerol, another component of surfactant, is increased in good fetal lung maturity, okay? Term neonates. Also be aware that type 2 pneumocytes produce surfactant, and lamellar bodies are specialized organelles within type 2 pneumocytes that produce surfactant. That's it.